Niagara Falls, New York, is the setting for a big new novel by Joyce Carol Oates. Its title is, appropriately, The Falls. Alan Chews has a review.
It seems fitting, a natural American wonder like Joyce Carol Oates writing a novel about a natural American wonder like Niagara Falls. Oates starts her book on the American side of the falls, beginning in the early summer of 1950, and takes us right over the railing when Gilbert, a newlywed seminary student, leaps into the Niagara Gorge. He leaves behind his suffering bride of one night in Niagara's fanciest honeymoon hotel. Poor Oriah, a minister's daughter, becomes a legend in her own time. She's known as the Widow Bride of the Falls, even as she's swept into a whirlwind courtship and marriage by Dirk Burnaby, a successful local attorney, who himself eventually becomes caught up in the lawsuit surrounding what we know of as the pollution of Love Canal. This may sound a little in synopsis like soap opera, but in practice, it's a dark, quasi-mythological investigation of a marriage and a family haunted by the legacy of that initial suicide. And Oates tells it with relentless forward-moving energy. Run, run, an inner voice urges one of her characters. In my ear, I heard, read, read, and beyond that, the constant roar of the falls. There's a point in the river leading to the falls, known as the Deadline, we learn from reading this story. The rough, whitewater rapids just above Goat Island. If you try to navigate the river at that point, we hear, at first you think that your actions are propelling your little boat along at such speed. Then you realize that the speed, the propulsion, has nothing to do with you. It is something happening to you. That's the way this deep, tormented, relentless novel worked on me. It propelled me along.
The book is The Falls by Joyce Carol Oates. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.